some parents of kids on the autistic spectrum just don't get it. And what they don't get is they just don't get that gluten is literally poison for their child. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, just a few moments ago, I got through meeting with a family of a child named Jack. I haven't even told you Jack's story, but let me just put it this way. When I first saw Jack, like the week before he came here, about a year ago, he tried to like kill another kid. He literally had a temper tantrum and physically went after this kid. I've got video of him like destroying his house because he's, you know, can't transition out of an activity because he's stimming on TV, because he's asked to stop watching TV and come to dinner. So we got a kid who's not mainstream in any classes. He has no friends. He's a hermit. He lives inside the house. He can't take a shower by himself. He doesn't know how to ride a bike. And over the course of a year of following our program, of making all the necessary changes that we talk about, he is now, you know, a Taekwondo-like champion. He's going to be competing in an adult Taekwondo tournament. He has sleepovers. He has friends. He's mainstreamed in all but one class, and he's going to be mainstreamed in math in January. He can ride a bike. He actually has gone around the neighborhood looking for chores so that he can earn some money. So this is the blossoming of this kid you've seen over the last year. Now, that's the backstory. Now, here's what I mean why some people don't get it. So I'm talking to Jack's mom and his stepdad before they leave. And mom says, hey, remember to tell Dr. Clark that your dad, like, you know, they have shared custody, your dad let you have a bagel. And I said, of course, you know, a bagel, you can't do that. I mean, the kid's totally gluten intolerant. He's got the genes for it. I'll even show you the results here in just a second, perhaps, if I can remember how to do that. And so gluten is totally out. In fact, that's one of the things that we've been working with him over the last year, is a totally gluten-free diet. And the payoff has been huge. But yet, even though this wilting little flower has now blossomed into this towering, you know, beautiful kid, it's like they forgot how they got there. And so I said, well, you know, you can't do a bagel. That's poison for you, Jack. You can't do that. And then his stepdad said, yeah, but, you know, sometimes, you know, but he has pizza every month at school, too. And I said, what? He said, well, you know, yeah, I mean, we have pizza, you know, and we give him the little digesting enzymes you give us. I said, yeah, but that's not a hall pass. And so the stepdad then said, you know, well, you know, if he used to be eating four grilled cheese sandwiches and two peanut butter sandwiches, at least he's eating less. And I said, no. I said, I'm never going to tell you that's okay. I'm never going to tell you it's okay for this kid to have any gluten because you know it's poisonous for him. You know what it does to his behavior. And it just amazes me that even you have some people that were desperate. And they've had this massive transformation, this awakening of their child. And part of it was removing gluten, that they still think a little bit is okay. And it still boggles my mind. It tells me that I have a lot of education I still need to be doing for these people. I still need to be letting them know that this is not acceptable. You can't do this. So I guess I can add that to another group. I mean, you know, the other groups that don't get it, some doctors, in fact, a lot of doctors, I've told you about that post a long time ago about how this doctor got up at this continuing education seminar and basically said that, you know, our products only have a little bit of gluten in them and it's not enough to make a difference, and how that was just total crap. And then I told you about how there was another group of people, particularly daycares, that just don't get it because my own child was at a daycare and they just don't get it. I mean, they literally have no idea what it means to be intolerant to gluten. You almost have to speak like in a code for those people. And now I have another group of people, which I never thought I would say. I never thought I would say that a parent of a child who has been diagnosed with Asperger's, right, diagnosed with Asperger's on the autistic spectrum, removed gluten from their diet, along with the rest of our program, saw massive positive changes and still seeing them today, they still don't get it. And so that lets me know that there's no end to the amount of education and reiteration I need to be doing for people to help them understand how unhealthy this substance is when you've got a problem with it. So I got more work to do.